That's they keep saying, you know, 80% of Muslims believe that doing all this killing and everything's okay. So there's nothing radical really about it. The radical part is the ones that don't actually go along with it. They are considered radicals. And I think those are the ones we're actually actually persecuting. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your endorsement, and I agree, I concur. And we are 8 seconds away, so let's start the music to the Cox and Kerr Show, and I'll call the guest on the line and carry on. Thank you for being here.
The days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice in the ear of Jubilee, out of Zion's hills salvation comes. The days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are white in the world. Words in your linger, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice in the ear of Jubilee, out of Zion's hills salvation comes. Behold,
all right, behold, he comes, riding on the clouds and shining like the sun. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Thank you, folks, and welcome to another Cox and Kerr Show. We have a great show lined up for you today. Our guest is Gino Schmidt with Hope for America. He works with Michael Wadia, who is the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman. He was the grandson of Dimitri Dudeman, who had wrote a book called Through the Fire Without Burning and Dreams and Visions from God. And in it, he had some prophecies for America, which I hadn't been real sure about. I've been watching closely and listened to his story and was amazed by it and all the things that verified it. But I just couldn't see it. But now with the current events, and the communist and the Black Lives Matter and the new Black Panther Party and immigration problems and protests, I can see a civil war coming to America just as was prophesied. And with that, I'll bring in our guest. Gino, you with us? Gino, can you hear me? I'm not getting him here. Okay. Now try it.
Yep, I can hear you good.
Okay, very good. Glad to have you. So you've been, What have you been into here in the last week? And you said you were singing?
Yeah, I was singing, and I'm still in New Jersey at a city called Ocean Grove. And basically, it's the home of many of the hymn writers, Fanny Crosby and several others. And I ended up singing here Friday night at an event. And we also did a tribute to some of the songs that Fanny Crosby wrote.
All right. Well, as you you may have heard the introduction, we're living in interesting times, to say the least.
Well, we are, you know, we are definitely seeing all the signs of the fulfilling of a very, I would call, sobering part of Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy, prophetic warning for America. And the unrest in the last few months, which is seemingly taking a different turn every week in some city across the country, definitely has to do, I believe, with the, you know, with Dimitri being told by the angel of God there'd be a civil war in America. And you can just see the division. You can see the, you know, the all the variables being brought together to start that revolution.
Well, and it comes directly from the president's office and his backers, who are pushing this agenda, and George Soros funding it. And it is coming out. Well, it's grown very big, very quickly.
Well, yeah, I mean, we think about officers of the law being slaughtered. Think about the president being, you know, I mean, honestly, where it's just the amount of hate, the vitriol, the anger, the feeling that, you know, that people are different racial groups are being, you know, singled out. But it's all, let's put it this way, it's God allowing it because America has not repented. Because in June, this president declared LGBT month, and you had lots of gay pride parades around the country. It's because of sin. It's because America has opened the box, the door of God having to judge. You've got the issue with Obama trying to force the transgender bathroom situation all across the country. You've got, there's so many things, and it's just what Jeremiah 51, 8 through 15, what God showed Dimitri. There would be a shout of war in this modern Babylon, and that we are at the door of it. And I think these cities are going to explode, and we're to a point where it'll be exactly what God showed Dimitri. They won't be, it'll be the government trying to put it down, but it's going to be a full-fledged, all-out civil war, no doubt about it. And you're right, the Communist Party is involved, the Black Panther Party, the fringe groups of Ferguson, the Black Lives Matter group, the the Islamic groups, the Muslim groups, they're all kind of coming together to converge on the thought that, it's now or never for them to make their voice heard. But it's what God said would happen.
Yes, and friends, these groups are not grassroots groups or organizations. These are funded and put on the street and paid by the hour. It's not just happening by accident. It's not a spontaneous deal. It's something that has been structured to our destruction, and it's not an accident. I mean, seriously, Black Lives Matter, come on, they abort half or more of black lives themselves. Okay? Abortion kills over half the black race. Stops it from being born. Do black lives matter? I mean, I believe they do. I believe all lives matter. But to protest over injustice is not right, no matter where it comes from. But when you compare what they're talking about with the babies that they're killing, with 500 plus black on black killings in Chicago alone in 1 year, and the police in the whole country shoot 258 black men out of the 900 and something that they shot, 258 were black, and that's what they're going to ride over, not the other thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives. I think they need to coordinate their priorities a little bit.
Well, here's the deal. What it's boiling down to is part of the judgment of God, because God gave Demetri Jeremiah, 51:8-15, but he said that in those scriptures, it says, "I will fill you with men as with locusts." And, they will raise a shout of war against you. And God is simply taking his hand of protection away.
Absolutely, I agree. I believe we are under judgment. And unfortunately, it's very well deserved.
I mean, how long is God going to tolerate, gay pride flags over altars of churches? How long is God going to tolerate rainbow flags on church lawns and gays marching down the streets of America? And really, it's an abomination to God, and it's in a country that so-called says in God we trust, and that this country was founded as a Judeo-Christian country, and it's just part of the judgment. It's part of, when God takes his hand away, there's no protection.
Absolutely.
God stops blessing, there's no prosperity, and when God says enough's enough, he can say enough's enough, and he can literally allow the fall of a nation. He says in the Word of God, I raise up and I pluck down a nation, and America has literally filled the cup of sin, not crime and perversion and sorcery and witchcraft and homosexuality and abortion and divorce and every kook fringe group demanding their rights. And we've become a bastion of perversion. I'm surprised we haven't been judged already.
We have nations sending Christian missionaries to America now.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then you've,
how backwards, how upside down is that when we are so bad ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And while we probably lead the world in sending missionaries, from our churches, sending missionaries to the world, we actually have the biggest mission field here. It's a shame. It's just an indictment on the church. And I was going to say a minute ago that as far as the LGBT goes and promoting that, mm-hmm. a scary amount of our churches that proclaim the name of Christ are supporting and marrying and allowing priests or pastors that have a homosexual marriage.
Yeah, you've got the United Methodist Church, basically almost ready to split over the issue, and then a lady becoming a gay bishop in the United Methodist Church a week ago. You've got in Hillsong's Women's Conference in New York, you have a guy come out dressed as the Naked Cowboy with a guitar, and women raising their hands in ecstatic jubilation over this so-called minister of God that's nothing but Ichabod. And the church is full of sin, and lacks discernment and allows men to marry and women to marry and just, you know, and, you know, God, if the country would not repent, God showed Demetri that judgment would come. America's worse since the 9-1-1. We've become worse. We've become a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. And all these things that are happening in America are because of disobedience to God. Whatever form they come in, it's simply God taking his hand away and God allowing judgment and these locusts and caterpillars and people that feel they've been defrauded and impoverished or whatever their argument is, they will come out and make that shout of war against her. And it's going to happen exactly what God showed Demetri. And you can see the seeds of it right now growing in many of the cities, you know. And law and order has become a thing of the past. Police are targeted now, you know. Obama's been sympathetic towards the Black Lives Matter movement. And quite honestly, what it boils down to is black-on-black murder and crime is at an epidemic. And so if their lives matter, they need to start mattering to each other, you know. But it's all what God said, you know. America would have a civil war. And I just believe because we have not repented, because churches, many of them, have become supporters of the gay pride parades and the gay marriage and, you know, ordaining a gay bishop or all these demonic things that cities in the Bible were judged over and destroyed.
That's true. If you don't mind, let me read a small passage of his dreams and vision from God, from the America Will Burn, September 1984. And I'll come over here where it starts with naming some cities. And he said, Demetri, didn't I tell you I'm here with you also? I brought you to this country because this country will burn. And I said, being Demetri, then why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in my own country? You should have let me die in jail in Romania. He said, Demetri, have patience so I can tell you. Get on this. I got on something next to him, and I don't know what it was. I also know that I was not asleep. It was not a dream. It was not a vision. I was awake just as I am now. And he showed me all of California and said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this in one day, it will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One. Then he took me to Las Vegas. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he showed me the state of New York. Do you know what this is? He asked. And I said, no. He said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. Then he showed me all of Florida. This is Florida, he said. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day, it will burn. And then he took me home to the rock where we had begun. All of this I have shown you. In one day, it will burn. Wow, that's pretty pretty big of an indictment there.
Well, when you think about it, I'm right near New York City, but this first time I've seen two men kiss at a train station, Asbury Park, New Jersey, has flaunted gay rights and. And I'm in many of the gay pride parades. If you go and look on the list of supporters, you'll see lots of churches mentioned. They're blatantly open about it. It's tearing up again the United Methodist denomination. The Presbyterians have allowed it. The Congregational Church. So many of them. Jesus.com is owned by the Metropolitan Church of Christ in America, which is the gay church, and God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. And I'm telling you what, in an election year, with all these things happening, you can see that God is allowing, again, judgment to come to the U.S. And It'll be severe. It'll be swift. It'll be thorough. And I scratch my head and wonder how in the world, you know, pastors cannot see in the Bible when God says he hates something. And when God says something's an abomination, though they have theological degrees and though they have all kinds of titles with their name, how they can be so blind and lack of discerning to allow such Ichabod in the church.
Yeah. Let me continue a little bit more about the church here in this same vision.
Sure. Okay.
I said, what will you do with the church? He said, I want to save the church, but the churches have forsaken me. I said, how did they forsake you? He said, the people praise themselves, the honor that the people are supposed to give Jesus Christ. They take upon themselves. In the churches, there are divorces. There's adultery in the churches. There are homosexuals in the churches. There's abortion in the churches. All other sins that are possible. Because of the sin, I have left some of the churches. You must yell in a loud voice that they must put an end to their sinning. They must turn towards the Lord. The Lord never gets tired of forgiving. They must draw close to the Lord and live a clean life. If they have sinned until now, they must put an end to it and start a new life as the Bible tells them to live. And that would be my hope for America, that we would repent and turn back. Churches, repent.
Well, study Nineveh. You know, there's a biblical example of a city that repented, but it was thorough repentance. And the king declared to have a fast and to have a time of weeping and sackcloth and ashes from what? The king down to the animals. But America, being proud, stubborn, rebellious, and stiff-necked, we flaunt our sin. We try to force it on other countries. Our leaders go to other countries and threaten to withdraw money if they don't endorse homosexual and abortive practices.
That's a fact.
Purveyor. And we throw it, we slam it down people's throats. We try to slam it down Russia's throat, although Russia won't have nothing to do with it. We force it on the EU, and especially countries. They've tried to do it with Romania and other countries, and we've become a very poor example in the world of decency and morals. And then let's just take Hollywood for a few minutes. You know, the movies we put out, you know, they're full of witchcraft, sorcery, demonic influences, sexual sin. Adultery is considered normal. Being the token gay is considered normal in a TV show or a movie. And they mock righteousness and they try to promote evil and unrighteousness. And they try to make the Christian look like the idiot, and they try to make the pervert look like the decent person. And God says in Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. And you know, you just see whether it's the media or our culture, music, our movies, everything become so much of it's become wicked. I mean, even more wicked than I think we know. I think we've been desensitized to it.
Exactly, that's the word.
Desensitized to it. You know,
that is the word. That's been going on for 40 years. In the media,
because we, you know, I was at a church service Sunday where actually someone made a joke about the Kardashians, and the joke was kind of like, it was almost said in a way that, you know, they're like a role model, and I thought, how can we be so sick to think in any church these people are any kind of a role model, and. God's had enough of it, and God is, I'll be very blunt about it, God's patience is over with, and it's not if judgment will come, now it's when. I don't believe it's a matter that America will escape judgment. I don't believe that, you know, America's going to be overlooked, or I don't believe we're going to get a pass. I believe judgment is imminent. I believe, like Mike Valdez said on the radio Thursday night, judgment's coming. And he believes we've crossed that line of grace, and he believes that we have, you know, resisted what God told us to do as a country. And again, God will judge and God will punish.
Well, that's right. That horse is out of the barn. I mean, it's running, and it's coming. It's coming like a freight train. And the only place of safety, my friend, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know him, he has left you a message, and it's in the Bible. You need to get with it. It will tell you everything you need to know. And we have our belated guest host, or actually co-host, the indubitable Chris Kirk.
Hey, Tim. I don't know. Can you hear me through this?
I can hear you, but you're not coming through the microphone.
Yeah. Is this mic off?
There you go.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on.
Hey, I was enjoying listening to the show. I've got a lot of excuses, more than I used to give in third grade, but we do live in incredible times, and we do live in a time where it looks like those crazy Dimitri Dudeman prophecies are all lining up. You know, it's like, golly, you got to pinch yourself. But how are you doing, Gino?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing great.
Well, I got a question for you, too. I heard you talk about the LGBT community. Do you know what the Q is, LGBTQ community? Do you know what the Q stands for, Gino?
No, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, it primarily means in question, you know, because we're so rattled around here, we're questioning what we are, you know. Tim and I have to get up every day and go.
Oh, yeah. What about those that are confused?
Confused.
Still? They don't know if they're a man or a woman or it or a thing. And, yeah, okay.
So the Q is who I thought maybe we should spend some time with today. The people questioning everything. And of course, you know, even if you're a believer like Tim and I, who have been on every wrong side of every fence in our 50-plus years of life, we have time. There's still time. That last trumpet hasn't blown. I was given a trumpet the other day. I don't know if you could tell what I blew when I came into the studio or not, but... the last Trump hasn't blown, or the last Donald Trump hasn't run for office, but we have time, and we have time if you're in the Q category, which I think almost everyone is at one time or another. It's time to sort it out. And I was reading some incredible Bible verses today, and it's kind of like putting the right program on your computer to read some of the good old La Biblia. The Bible, and it just really spoke to me about, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We're in incredible times. We're in a time with no peace, and I was watching some of the new conventions starting up, and they had their prayer led by a nice woman in Philadelphia, and she started getting shouted down in the middle of the prayer because she started thanking God for Hillary to be our next president. And, of course, it's a very contentious convention. Half of them there feel like the votes were stolen because only 2 out of 10 were coming out of exit polls.
Well, and we all know Hillary is such a Christian person.
Well, it's kind of like you got... It's kind of like, oh, brother, we're out there. You got Hillary, who some think is satanic, and you got Donald, who some think is Christian, and then you got... Bernie, who claims to be an atheist, so he's kind of like George Clooney.
But now he's Jewish.
Well, but he's kind of like George Clooney, the only one who hadn't made a commitment yet, the only one that still has an open and a question of his own. But
let me get back to some more of this prophecy on America, because we've seen where America will burn. And we'll start with, I said, how will America burn? America is the most powerful country in the world. Why did you bring us here to burn? why didn't you at least let us die where all the Dudemans have died? He said, remember this, Dmitri, the Russian spies have discovered where the nuclear warehouses are in America. When the Americans will think that it is peace and safety from the middle of the country, some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems, then from the ocean, from Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico. He told me two other countries, but I didn't remember what they were. They will bomb the nuclear warehouses. When they explode, America will burn. What will you do with the Church of the Lord? How will you save the ones that will turn towards you, I ask. He said, tell them this, how I saved three young ones from the furnace of fire, and how I saved Daniel in the lion's den. In the same way, I will save them. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And be there.
Well, God loves, God will be with the remnant, the Church of Christ. And again, God's saving people every day. I mean, the church did not stop their evangelistic outreaches. Now more than ever, the church is providing hope and truth and being a light in the darkness. And I think what's coming to America is going to wake up from Christians to churches. I believe persecution is going to wake up the sleeping church and start to get people out of their comfort zone, which they are in. We've become a very, you know, in this whole gay marriage issue, the church has not risen up properly, not been a voice against it. They shouldn't accept it, they shouldn't tolerate it, and they shouldn't stand down. You know, if you did this in a Muslim country, you'd have rioting from the Muslim people. I guarantee it would last 1 or 2 days and the law would be overturned.
Well, if the president had his way, we'd be living in a Muslim country today, and we very nearly are. And if we don't stop it, we will be. And then, yeah, persecution is a wake-up call.
Right, and the point I'm making is that the church is being silent in sin and not standing up and not being, God doesn't say fall asleep, roll over, play dead, or give up. God says the righteous are what? Bold as a lion.
That's right. You know?
And, all I can say is, you know, all these things, God's going to allow a great time of persecution. And if, let's just say, if Hillary Clinton does get in, which I pray does not happen, but if she would get in, you know, you have the formula for severe persecution against the church. They will try to mandate gay marriage and stuff and throw, you know, stuff it down the throat of the church. They will. This lady's worse than Obama. If you can believe that someone can be worse than Obama, I believe this lady's more reprobate and more reprehensible than Obama.
Oh yeah, and she will come against the church, come against the gun owners. And I need to take a moment to say you're listening to WBCR Truth Radio 1470 on the AM. This is the Cox and Kerr Show, and our guest is Geno Schmidt with Hope for America. And right back at you, Geno.
Yeah, and she's way worse. She's worse, but I am surprised that Obama could undermine so many foundational important principles in America and not get impeached and not get removed. And, you know, we basically have allowed a president that goes against every value the church believes in. And I can just say that we're at a crossroads as a country. And if this election goes south and they elect another, you know, another wicked leader, then, you know, you'll see that judgment will be at hand. And you'll
we'll get what we asked for.
Not only
as
that,
a country.
Well, what we deserve.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, Russia's not afraid of Clinton. China's not afraid of Clinton. North Korea's not afraid of Clinton. And they do have some respect for Trump. But for Clinton, they will... they will not care. I believe this whole thing can open the door for the civil war and open the door to the final judgments on America. And
well, look at what Obama is doing right now to antagonize the Russians. I mean, he's not doing anything. He is actually actively antagonizing the Russians. Also, a little bit the Chinese, too. I mean, he is absolutely fomenting dissent and, you know, in a war right now, and Hillary will be right behind him with the very same thing.
Well, one thing God can do is he can blind the eyes of a leader, and they will end up being so blinded that they will make crazy moves that infuriate your enemies, and then your enemies pounce on you. And all I know is what you read, think about it right now. Think about the amount of people affected by those areas of the United States being judged and destroyed. This prophetic warning of God should absolutely put the fear of God and respect of God in everyone in the country. And sadly, though, it's the same scenario as Lot's day. Lot tried to warn his relatives. Lot tried to go to his friend. You know, even the angel of God asked Lot, do you have any family here? Or, you know, and they mocked him and treated him like he was a crazy person. And that's somewhat even what churches are doing. Oh, God will never judge. Oh, God will never destroy with fire. God will never. Yes, God will do it, because God's a God of absolute truth. When he says, thou shalt not, he doesn't mean may, if and or but. When God says, I will punish, he will punish. He is a God of absolute truth. And America has trampled the truth like no other country in the world. We have trampled the Bible. We have translated the Bible almost out of, we've had translation after translation to the point of even now having translations that take out traditional marriage and other things. And we've done things that God is angry about.
Well, I mean, there's only an explicit prohibition against changing the words in the Bible and the curses that will come with that. And like I say, you pick your perversion, and you can find a Bible that will work for you these days.
And then you think about the whole transgender thing, you know. All I can say is we've crossed the line. God's angry. God's upset. Yes, God is going to save and work through his church that's walking right with him. And of course, we should be stronger now than ever in wanting to evangelize and share the faith. But you know what? I'm not going to be a Lot's wife. You know, I'm not going to look at Babylon and pat it on the back. And I'm not going to say it's good when it's not. When God says, I'm angry, I'm when God's wrath is kindled, when God says, I've had enough, the prophet or the preacher or the man of God better be right in line with God's thinking. Because these judgments are cataclysmic judgments. America will not be a country recognizable after these judgments. It will be unrecognizable. It will be in these places just like Sodom and Gomorrah, and the world will hiss about it according to Revelation 18. You know, it says the shipbuilders and those from afar off, or ship people, will hiss at her burning, because the world's going to recognize America was punished by God. It was a judgment of God. And how can Russia's foreign minister say 3 years ago that we don't want gay marriage in Russia because we don't want to be punished by God, and our retrograde president samples the things of God?
How it's a real shame when you become jealous of Russia and their leadership. Not that I'm praising Putin. Don't get me wrong, but from what I see of him, he seems to care about his country and the people that he's serving or that he's leading. And we have a president that seemingly despises every one of us. Let me ask you, Gino, about a December 12th, 1992 vision about the blackbird. Are you familiar with that?
Somewhat, yeah. Yep.
Okay. I was, we'll go on. I'll bone up on it here and see where I can get a taste of it. But I was reading this prophecy, and honest to goodness, I was thinking that it was Obama in a sense because of what was going on. Anyway, continue where you were.
Well, here's the thing. Wicked country gets a wicked ruler, a wicked leader. You know, the people will mourn because of a wicked leader. But, our leaders, think about it. Our Supreme Court overturned the will of 33 states that voted for traditional marriage. 9 people overturned the Democratic vote of millions. You know, the vote in Wisconsin was for traditional marriage. 30-some states voted for traditional marriage, including California. 9 justices from a 5-4 vote overturned that. Are we a democracy anymore? No, we're not a true democracy. You know, you have abortion. Texas wants to restrict abortion through stricter laws. The federal judge, what? Blocks it. And this is what's happening in America. Any kind of righteous or some kind of law or legal attempt to stop the killing of the preborn and to bring back civility is being blocked and overturned. And America deserves a big spanking. It deserves what it's got coming. I don't gloat over it. I don't rejoice over it. But I will say this naughty child that sticks its fist up to God like a proud, rebellious, stiff-necked child that's got its way too long will be punished by God because God cannot allow the world to consider this country's behavior normal and acceptable. We were once a role model in the world of biblical mission, evangelism. We took the Bibles to many countries around the world, you know, but now we can't have the Bible in our own public school. Think about it. And our own educational system has made war against the Bible. We have Judge Moore in Alabama who doesn't want gay marriage in a state that voted against it. Now they want to remove Judge Moore from the bench in Alabama. And this demonic evil tied against righteousness where the satanic church can get nonprofit status and the gay church but persecute the Christian church. And it's upside down in America. Our headlines read like a modern Sodom and Gomorrah. 1 out of 4 girls in the United States are assaulted. You know, Chicago has become so bad in crime, they call it Chirac. New York and all these cities, they've become war zones. And at night, there's places around America that are just as dangerous as Baghdad. You know, you have 50 people killed in a club in Orlando. You've got Islamic extremism. You've got so many things in America and North Korea threatening to what? Launch a nuclear weapon right at America. And they don't know what's coming. These leaders don't know what's around the corner. If they had any kind of discernment or any kind of thinking about God's way God thinks about things, they would realize their judgment is at the door. God is definitely, God's angry with the sin of America. And it's reprehensible sin. Again, the whole bathroom thing. In California, if you wake up and you feel you're a girl or you're a boy, they've got laws in different parts of California where you can use the girl's bathroom and shower with the girl. And when will it stop? You know, when will this tide of perversion stop? Probably not until God judges America. Because obviously the legal end of the country, the Supreme Court end of the country, the presidential end, the legislative end has not been able to hardly enact any votes that stand for righteousness. And if Clinton gets in, you know, if she gets in, what is left to destroy in America? It's teetering now like the Titanic. And one more wicked president, it could be over with for America. And those foundations and Supreme Court foundations could be ruined for good. The church better wake up and get their act together, get the sodomy out of the church, get the comic book preachers out of the pulpit, get the Dave Letterman comics out of the preaching, get the Naked Cowboy Act out of the church, and wake up and become the Church of Christ instead of the comedy club and the country club. You know,
we've Amen.
Lost the fear of God.
Come on.
We've lost the reverence of God. We've lost the desire to honor God. And we're like the church has become weak and double-minded and indifferent. And you know, persecution is going to change that. You know, and sadly, many churches don't even know what the truth is anymore. They don't know what sin is. Repentance has become a naughty word. And they'd rather have words like be your best you now, you know, prosperity and money and mansions and Mercedes and jets and cars. And God will not allow it. And someone has to decry, you know, this evil. Someone has to say this is reprehensible to God. And this is not the Church of Christ. And these aren't the preachers of God.
And amen to that.
Evangelists. TV evangelists in America are stand-up comics. They're not preachers of the Word of God, and they're not, and they've fallen for a different gospel, which Galatians says, if someone, an angel of, or anyone preaches another gospel, let them be cursed. These guys are out for their own good, their own pocketbook, and their teachings are heretical, and their discernment's gone. And God, you know, God wants the pulpits of America, the Church of America, to be a place that's holiness unto the Lord and a place of God's power. And even that's an issue, the power of God. Many churches have relegated the Holy Spirit to the Book of Acts, and that's only for the old days. That's not for today. And the power of God and the gifts of God are not for today. And Bible colleges have become, you know, denominational more following denominational thinking than biblical thinking. And what kind of theologians are we raising? They surely don't know their Bible properly. They surely don't know what sin is. And it's time that Christians rise up, stand up, wake up, and speak up and say enough's enough. Brother, if you don't know that gay marriage is a sin, don't preach. And if you're coming out as the naked cowboy in a church, you're fired. And someone's got to have some, you know, holy boldness to say, to literally do what Jesus did. If you've got to throw a table over and say, you know, you're defiling the temple of God, then somebody better have the guts and strength and power to do it. I'm tired of seeing mamby-pamby, you know, weak-willed, indifferent, even preachers and evangelists that don't know the Bible calling the shots, you know. And it's
right.
No, God still has a remnant like this radio show and others. And you know what? The bottom line is this: God's house is holy, and God's word is true. And we've turned churches into country clubs, and we've wanted to make them after, you know, what men think are the church and what men think grow the church. And I'm guarantee you, God can grow the church. And God, when he's in the church, even the dead will be raised. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak, the sick will be healed, and that's
Amen.
The Church of Acts. And America needs to get back to the Bible, get back to truth, you know, get back to preaching the truth, and that's where I'm at with it, you know. I'm not going to call Ichabod good, and I'm not going to call, you know, indifference good, and I'm not going to call this stuff good. It's not good.
No.
And
I've seen and we've witnessed and we've talked about it here that the gifts are beginning to return. And even in the most godless Muslim lands, Muslims are getting visions directly from Jesus themselves and converting.
Awesome.
And And we're hearing more and more of this going on, that God is reaching and doing things. And I think this country has finally gotten so far away and so dumbed down that, you know, there's a need for the gifts anymore to show people, because they're just they're so dumbed down today. I mean, I worry about this generation coming up, because I don't know how they put their shoes on the right feet.
Mm-hmm. That's my point. That is my point. In the last days, perilous times will come. You know, and you read it in 2 Timothy. You read the book of Revelation, the seven churches, letter to the seven churches. America has, truth is falling in the streets. It's time, the church, and so many parishioners are upset because they can't find a church where truth is spoken. That's one of the top complaints we get. I don't know where to go. They don't believe in the power of God anymore. They don't teach the truth anymore. And sadly, and I would urge any pastor listening to this show and anyone out there that's preaching the gospel, you know, preach the truth. And don't be ashamed of it, and don't cower. And stand for the things of God. Yes, in love, and yes, in the proper spirit. But don't go saying that God's okay with homosexuality or gay marriage. Don't be a Joel Osteen and go on Larry King and say homosexuals are going to heaven. You know? And it's literally time that we stand up for the Word of God. You know? And if it worked prior to us, you know, if revivals have happened where men stood for the truth, you look at Azusa Street, where people prayed until the power of God came, and people stood up for the truth in the revival areas where America had true biblical revival. The factors were the truth was spoken, the power of God was there, and people loved God with all their heart. And that God used those situations to bring true revival, you know. And if you in 1850 or 1860 would walk out in church in your underwear with a guitar, you would not be preaching the gospel back then.
No, you'd be running for your life.
In the eras of the Wigglesworth and the Finneys and the eras of, the holiness preachers and the Methodist circuit riders, and those people knew what it meant to live and die for God and stand for God. And that's where biblical heritage became so strong in America.
Well, unfortunately, most of the men today have been castrated. They won't speak up. They won't take a stand. They've got to have a committee for an opinion. It's a shame. Where is our offense? Okay, where do you take offense? Okay, what is your line? I mean, is there a line that someone can cross to offend you where you will take some action of some sort? At least speak up and say, hey, this is wrong?
That's my point. You look at Billy Sunday. You look at the revival preachers. Look at the Wigglesworth. They were black and white. They were... You know, you look at Azusa Street, the Hebrew Island revival. You look at these revivals and you see that people were convicted to the heart. They left the meetings different. They didn't go back and smoke dope. They didn't go back and watch porn. They didn't go back and do drugs. And today they walk out of the church like it was a good, you know, show for an hour. And that wasn't the case back then. The thunder of God, the power of God, the conviction of God, you know, when Peter preached, 5,000 were convicted. And I guarantee you those 5,000 were changed. And today you got to question, what kind of converts are we making? They come out of Bible school, they don't know what the Holy Ghost is. They don't know what the gifts are. They don't know what sin is. They don't know what repentance is. And it's not the way. God's truth has power behind it, you know. God's word has power behind it. And when you defend God and stand for God, you look in the Bible, in generations where Israel was in sin, God found a man after his what? Heart. or right. God found a vessel of God that would speak the truth. And even though the multitude didn't like it, like Moses, who is on the side of God when they worship the golden calf, God did not, you know, God stood with the people of truth. And he judged the ones that followed heresy and their own belly.
That's right. That's right, they did.
On the side of truth. I want to be know what the Bible says. I want to know what God wants and how God thinks and how God feels about things.
Amen.
Especially in a generation where judgment's coming, you know.
And it's definitely, Gino, it's definitely coming. Chris?
Gino, can you give out your website again for our listeners?
Sure. Our website is handofhelp.com, and again, it's www.handofhelp.com, and that has all the dreams and visions on it, and the books, and all the resources involving Dimitri Duderman's ministry.
I'd like to throw out a few things here for the Q group. The group that are questioning, the questioning community.
That's your group, Chris.
Yeah,
don't count me in that group.
And people perish for a lack of knowledge. I'd like to offer some knowledge for the Q group. And first thing is, people perish for a lack of knowledge. And the scriptures, just read it and ask God if He's really real to speak to you. I can't tell you how many times I did that thinking, well, yeah, let's see. Oh, my gosh, things happen. Things change overnight. He does have a zillion ways to reach us.
And he is not silent.
Someone will say something to you, and you go, how did you think to say that? You know. But anyway, I'm going to throw out a couple of books that if you want to learn a little more about our supposedly who will be the next president, who she is, I'm reading a couple of books. One's called Hillary, the Other Woman, by Dolly Kyle. She met Billy, as she calls him, when she was 11, and Bill was 13 years old in Little Rock, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And there's incredible information out here. And I guess what is scaring all the powers that be of both parties is, thanks to the internet, and, you know, information, you know, they can't suppress it like they could when there was just three networks. Another book is The Clintons' War on Women, Clintons with an apostrophe, meaning Bill and Hill, written by Roger Stone and Robert Morrow. It's The Clintons' War on Women. Unbelievable. I mean, Hillary was the one that called the shot to invade Waco and kill, you know, tons of women who were pregnant and young women and children. And she's got a lot of blood on her hands. And if you're not worried about, you know, judgment on America, we had an interesting talk at my Sertoma Club by Alex Gabbard, G-A-B-B-A-R-D. He was a nuclear bomb mechanic, and he's written a book about it. And he went over the history of the nuclear bombs, and he kept going down his chart. And finally, he was to the suitcase, you know, backpack size. And those things exist. And with what we've seen now, do you not think that someone with that suitcase nuke or whatever would not use it with what's going on today? They would. I mean, it's kind of like it's just a matter of time. So I'd say to the Q community, hey, get right. You know, seek Yahweh, seek God while he can still be found. You know, while this last trump is not blown.
Amen. We've got a couple of minutes left, Gino, if you want to close us.
Well, Lord, I just pray, you know, that, God, I pray, Father, that as my brothers have spoken, first of all, Lord, that you would touch those people that need to know, God, who you are, Lord,
yes.
That are questioning, you know, what's this life about, and is God real, and can God help me? And I do pray for them. I pray, Lord, help our leaders, help this country to not only wake up, but stand up. And this election year, Lord, we need your wisdom. We need your strength. We need your mind. And so I just pray, God, that your spirit, your power would convict and work in every heart. And I thank you for the show in Jesus' name. Amen. And brothers, I just want to say, you know, let's keep blowing a trumpet. We've got a window of time to do that. There you go. Critical year.
That was not a shofar, by the way.
There you go. But my point is contend for the faith, you know.
That's right.
Contend for truth and defend it with every fiber we have and pray for true repentance and true revival.
Amen to that. That's the only thing. I don't care who becomes president. I mean, I care, but the point is, no matter who becomes president, if we don't repent as a nation, if we as Christians do not get to work while there's still time, while there's still light, and work, because the darkness is definitely coming, and we need to labor while there's light to work, and we need to bring as many people to the Lord Jesus Christ as we possibly can. And that would be my prayer, that each one that listens or ever hears this show will take up Christ and share him and his love with everyone you can. We're going to say it here. We're not perfect. We're just forgiven. And I'll take my cue from the Lord, and I'll worship and praise Yeshua HaMashiach. Gino, thanks.
Also, brother.
Yeah, thank you again. And we'll have you back for sure. It's always exciting and always a good word of the Lord from you. Chris?
Amen.
All right, folks. Chris is actually speechless. Remember this. This is July 25th, 2016. All he could get out. But it was a good one. Amen and amen, brother. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you the next time on the Cox and Kerr Show.
Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh.